of debt. Stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor, and it's great being here. Good afternoon, Colleen.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. And good afternoon, radio listening audience. This actually is the Faith and Freedom Network, and again, that we're working on getting a new, an intro, we call that, is a
brand new opening and close
and all that kind of stuff. Apparently, that because we had the holiday week and it didn't come out today, but I can tell you what it's going to sound like. And so you guys can actually help us with what you think is best. And so it's going to sound something like this. It's going to say, America is at war. Globalists, leftists, and socialists have unleashed attacks over the last 100 years that have enabled them to effect a coup at the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of our land. They've come to indoctrinate your children, to corrupt our morals and cause division among the people and eradicate God in our land. But the weapon they cannot stand is the people united under God, united and free and armed with truth. And so we're just going to ask them to join us. And I got a couple that are a little bit shorter than that, and that a couple that are a little bit different than that. But that's basically what we're going to be talking about.
That's the focus of the program.
Yeah. And so that how we're going to do this is the radio call-in format is going to remain the same, that we welcome your phone calls, the phone call to call to get in and discuss whatever the topic is that we're talking about is 757-488-5299. And that we welcome your phone call, your thoughts. You can also actually view us on Facebook. And what is the web or the Facebook page?
WPMH, The Lighthouse.
And I thought it was My Lighthouse.
The streaming, so the audio streaming is mylighthouseradio.com.
I gotcha.
And the Facebook page is WPMH, The Lighthouse.
Gotcha.
So you can see the video on the Facebook along with audio, of course, and then audio on the stream through My Lighthouse Radio.
And, of course, if you go on to the Facebook or the audio for whatever reason, you call in on your radio, to turn that down so that we don't have the feedback.
Right. That is important as well.
But, again, so we welcome you to call in. And you may not ask this question, but I'm going to share with you. The way that we pay for this program is through the Alliance Legal Group, who supports this channel, and that they are, I am the president and CEO of the Alliance Legal Group. We have four offices in the Hampton Road area. We file more Chapter 7s than anybody in this area by a good shot, and that we file a lot of Chapter 13s. We help folks out. We do it just as we've discussed in the past, using biblical solutions to give people financial freedom. And so you can support this program by every time that you hear somebody needs some financial help, tell them about debtfreeva.com. That's how you reach us on our website. I thank the Alliance Legal Group for helping us keep this radio channel open and on the air. And we would just certainly ask you if you would like to get some information about financial freedom. If you need that kind of information, go to debtfreeva.com, and then we'll give you a free consultation, free chat box, set you up with a conversation with myself or with one of our attorneys, and we look forward to helping you. So that's kind of the format that we're going to do, a Faith and Freedom Network. And the question is why do we need a Faith and Freedom Network? Well, it's exactly what we talked about, you know, that for nearly 250 years, God has displayed his righteousness and mercy in this nation. But, you know, and in fact, that America's liberty, America's freedom and prosperity has been unparalleled with any country in this world. It really has. But that, you know, America has become complacent, just like the book of Judges. You know, that we have this period of great wealth. You know, Abraham Lincoln spoke about it in his Gettysburg Address, that we've become complacent after far too long a period of prosperity. And God has become distant and our faith has become weak. You know, our enemies, both foreign and domestic, have seeped in like a flood. And if you haven't been aware of it, a coup occurred last year, and that our gates have been breached, our government seats have been taken at every level of state and federal government, that we've seen state houses and executive state houses and the House and the Senate, you know, both branches of Congress, even the Supreme Court, we've seen infiltrated, even the highest office in the land, the office of presidency, has been infiltrated and influenced by globalists, by leftists, by socialists, and we see that ongoing. And it didn't just happen yesterday. This has been going on for at least 100 years. This cultural Marxism has developed into a full-fledged coup that has really left us with a challenge that we believe that can be resisted by a people that is aware of what's going on, united, not divided. That's one of the big keys, is to keep us divided. That's what all this critical race theory and all this sort of things that divide us, they know that a people united with the truth and under God will defeat them. They don't want any of that stuff. So that's why we're here. We're going to create a network of people that know truth, that understand what the enemies of lies and their tactics are, and then by knowing truth, the truth will set us free.
So you're going to give us some history and some biblical truth along with it as well, to mm-hmm. just guide these topics that are important to what we know right now, what's happening in our world and our country.
Absolutely. And so, again, please call in. That I was speaking to Pastor Don this morning. I think we're going to have him on a regular basis, you know, just a more regular basis. Again, that we co-pastor the Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk. And, of course, your phone calls are welcome as well. And we'd just like to have you call in. So,
the 488-5299. If you tell people to call, we got to tell them how to call in.
Absolutely.
488-5299.
Get on that phone and get on the line. Tell us about the topics that you saw come up in this morning's, you know, you're on the internet, that you're watching the news. You know, I saw one this, I think it was this morning. You know, that I think we just finished Pride Month, right, in this country.
Right.
And I think that basically the Pride Month has to do with what, LGBTQ, right?
That's what I understand, yes.
Did you know that what Q means, just by curiosity? I mean, we can talk about this because, you know, it's part of this thing that we're celebrating this last month.
I would think it stands for queer, right?
Queer, that's what it stands for. And that the did you know what one of the things in, well, I can share, it's like 50-something things that encapsulates. But one of those things, that the thing that we're celebrating as a nation includes, is pedophilia. I mean, wow. Stop and think about that. Bestiality, that's another one. Hmm. That's one of the things we're celebrating as a country.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's just amazing. It just, you know, that when you stop back and think about what, you know, that the way that the enemy always works is the first thing they do, this is part of the, I think it's called a day in the ball, or the, you know, it was the homosexual agenda, how they were going to present that. It was a paper written, I believe it was, back in the 70s. You know, but one of the is first to introduce it as being something normal, you know, something that is not abnormal. You know, it used to be on that, what is the medical book that says it was, you know, a mental illness at one point, but they took it out of that manual.
The DSMV, I think.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
They took that out of there. And so the first thing they do is they create it so it's not abnormal, that it's normal. But then the next thing, they try to not only normalize it, but they try to get you to celebrate it. And then soon, if you don't celebrate it, then you get penalized. Just like I can't even say his name, the cake baker in Colorado, right. Because he wasn't celebrating with them.
Right. You know, speaking of him, actually, he was at that convention that I just came back from.
Oh, was he really?
And he was featured as one of the panelists. And I loved hearing his story, just to give a little bit. You know, he had said all along that he was a cake baker and an artist and would make Jack Phillips.
Yeah.
And so he would do all of these things. But he said even before he started his shop, he and his wife figured out that there were certain things that they would just not make. And it included a bunch of things, not just wedding cakes for a same-sex marriage or whatever. It was he wasn't going to do anything satanic, nothing for Halloween, nothing for certain things, celebrating racism and things like that. He was not going to do any of those type of things. And so that was from the beginning, even beforehand. And then and he said he was willing to sell people anything else in his store, you know, that he had for baked goods or whatever. So it was interesting that, and then since that initial lawsuit and that initial altercation because he refused to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple, he has come under attack
again, absolutely,
again and again, and on purpose. Like, people are now calling him up and requesting things
sure.
that they know he's not going to do. So mm-hmm. it's very interesting that you mentioned that. So it's, you know, it's happening.
Well, you know, what's crazy is that nobody, I think, in the right mind would think that, you know, let's say that you're a Muslim baker, and if somebody came in and said, "Listen, I want you to bake a cake." That would, I want you to bake a cake. I want you to put, Muhammad is a pedophile.
Just something derogatory.
And then wrap it in bacon. And then, that's what I want. You know, you'd be lucky to get out of that place, you know, with the way you came in. And so, but that, you know, it seemed like it's perfectly okay to do that to Christians. And so, you know, the Faith and Freedom Network has to do having a biblical worldview, having an understanding of what the Bible says about how we should order our lives. The reason that we're blessed is, and for all these many, many years, is because that at one point we had a Judeo-Christian foundation. You know, today, July 1st in Virginia, that, and some people might even be celebrating this, that the law has now been changed so that you can have like up to an ounce of marijuana without a penalty. You know, it's civilly okay to do that. And so, the Bible tells us that we're supposed to have sober minds. That's not biblical. You know, that people say, well, geez, I, you know, really like to smoke pot, or, you know, that, you know, that we don't want people prosecuted. But there's an agenda behind this. We have Anthony on the air from Phoenix, Arizona. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Steve. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. What's on your mind tonight? Today? It's this morning out there, I guess, huh? 3 hours difference.
Yeah. It's about 9:45 here right now.
Yeah, so tell us.
Just touching basically. Well, you had touched on a few notes. I was just gonna the whole thing about LGBTQ. People don't realize how subtle the changes they're trying to make. They're trying to normalize abnormal. They're trying to make things like they throw a letter at you, and that letter is attached to, we think, one thing, and all of a sudden they add 19 other things to it. And we start to accept all those because that's what's been attached to it.
That's right.
That's the subtlety. That's the subtlety of this change. Just like with the marijuana bill, everything else. They're trying to normalize everything that's abnormal so that we become a very passive society so they can get what they want to get done, and they don't have to worry about us.
Well, you know,
time we understand.
What's amazing is it was just last week, actually, June 24th or June 26th. That was the 6-year anniversary of the Ogre felt decision by the Supreme Court that legalized homosexual marriage, not legalized, it required homosexual marriage mm-hmm. to be legal mm-hmm. in America. Even states that had made their own decisions that, hey, listen, this is not what we want. Our Constitution says that we're not supposed to have it. Eradicated that, put people in jail, like the lady from, I think it was Texas, that didn't want to be a clerk, mm-hmm. you know, of a mm-hmm. you know, and do that. And so 6 years, and you know that. And people don't remember this. The first state, Massachusetts, it was about 2000. I want to say 2000, and I want to say it was 2002. So, you know, that was the first state that legalized homosexual marriage. And then a period of, you know, I guess 2006 year would be 2015. So from 13 years, it became legal in the United States. 13. What a slide. You know, a definition that had always been understood as one thing since Adam and Eve in this country was tossed on its head. You know, I had a friend, Tony, that actually came to me the other day, and they have this company. It's called CarMax, and it's one of the local dealerships. And they have – listen to this. So if you're buying cars from CarMax, let me just share with you what their employees need to do in order to stay in good standing in that business. They have to take these quizzes. The one that I saw the other day was called the Gingerbread Man Quiz. And you can just imagine what that is. It's a little gingerbread guy, and about how you have to sensitivity training, they call it. You know, that they have to do this thing, and if they don't, it's mandatory. So the question is, what do you do? And so let me share with you what you do if you do that. First of all, you can call us. Now, you can call me directly. We have a Christian Rights Ministry. They don't sponsor this program, but that I am an attorney with Christian Rights Ministry, and that we help people that are under persecution, that they're trying to hold on to their firmly held, faith-held beliefs, that will represent you at absolutely no charge. And if we can't represent you, then we'll refer you to somebody that can help you. I referred my friend to Alliance Defending Freedom. That's ADF. Tell ADF, TELL ADF, and that they will 1-800-TELL-ADF. You just want to call them up. There are some of the attorneys that are representing folks all across this nation, helping them out, like Jack Phillips and others. Did I say Jack Phillips before?
Jack Phillips, yes. Yeah. And it is Alliance Defending Freedom. You're right.
It is. They're great. I've been an honor guard for about 15, 20 years. When I heard about that Massachusetts case, I was at a faith and free. I was at a ADF conference that they were training me up to be a kingdom warrior 20 years ago. So, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that's going on in every corporation but lots of corporations all across this nation. What do you think about that, Tony?
I think it's something that we have to be aware of, and I think it's a great program to have. And I think if you're the person being attacked in that way, the one thing that you're gonna fear is the shame of your colleagues, you know, knowing you're going against the norm of your company. But if we don't do this now, we give up our rights completely. If we don't stand the ground gets taken, and they want all the ground. They don't just want an acre; they want it all. They want to make us step back and become what they want us to become. And the whole thing with marriage is always a male and a female. If two things can't reproduce, how can they be a bond of production? Yeah, you know, so.
You know, this whole gender thing, you know, that there's an XX and an XY chromosome, and you can feel whatever you want to feel, that if you're an XY, you're a male. If you're an XX, you're a female. I mean, that's chromosomal. That's the hormone. I mean, that's how you're – that's you can feel like you're a cat, but it doesn't make you a cat, you know? And so that there's two genders, and that's it. I mean, that there's a lot of people that have their own subjective beliefs about – what they are, but that doesn't change what they are. You know, that a cat can't say, well, I'm a dog just because I feel like I'm a dog and get away with it. I mean, maybe today they can, but that back in the day they couldn't. So, well, Tony, it's good talking to you call back again soon. I bet you it's kind of hot in Arizona right around now.
Yes, I'm in Prescott, so it's about 79 degrees up here, but about 105 in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Phoenix is about 105 right now, so it's getting hot.
Well,
everyone listening, just pay attention to what Steve's saying. Pay attention to what's going on, and don't be afraid to become part of the cause.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Tony. Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Call again soon. Bye-bye.
Yes, and so the program is being sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group. If you'd like more information about the Alliance Legal Group, you can go to www.debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. And just chat with them if you have a question regarding your finances or ways to get out of debt. They can particularly help you. And obviously, like what Steve was mentioning too, they have the Christian Rights Organization, Christian Rights Ministries too. And so if that's something that you need more information about, feel free to contact them too.
Absolutely. And so, again, we're interested in hearing what you are hearing wherever you're at today. You know, one of the stories, I don't think this is really a faith and freedom issue, except for the rule of law always is a faith and freedom issue. I think everybody heard about the Bill Cosby thing this morning.
Right. That was yesterday. Last night or whatever that he...
So what are your thoughts on that, Colleen?
Oh, goodness. You put me right on the spot, didn't you? I don't know too much other than, you know, when somebody does wrong, they need to be, you know, punished for it or receive that injustice. The victim should receive justice for it. And I do know that there was some, I'm not a lawyer. You're the lawyer. So
yeah, you haven't read much about the opinion. The only thing that I heard was from a lawyer standpoint that the very, very brief sort of, reasoning that I said, well, what was the reasoning on it? And the person that I spoke to said, well, it was because they had made a written agreement. It was a state Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. So it was a well thought. And trust me, there's a lot of pressure on people when they make decisions that mm-hmm. Are socially unpopular. But that the my understanding was that there was a written agreement that Bill Cosby had entered in with, I guess, the prosecutors or somebody, you know, that was able to do a deal with them about, you know, if he testified, then he wouldn't be prosecuted. Is that what you heard?
I don't know all the details. That's why I said, so I can't speak as anybody with authority on it. I just know there was some kind of something in the process that, you know, was not right or whatever. And that's how he was able to finish up whatever jail sentence he had. Now, certainly it doesn't undermine what.
Well, I'll read more about that and bring you a better report on Thursday. Okay. What other things have you heard about this week?
Oh, goodness. Well, just like you said, I just heard on Jay Sekulow that they've done that they've ruled that the voting rights are not out of sync. What's the legal terms? You know, that it's okay. What it's not. Trying to think of what the word is. Can you help me with that?
I didn't hear the Jay Sekulow program.
In Arizona, the whatever new laws they're putting in are
not discriminatory.
Are legal and all's well and good with them.
Okay, the new laws. I guess that's there were. Let me say in Arizona,
voting limitations or different things like that.
Yeah, and so that the
we should have asked Tony.
Yeah, we should have asked Tony. So, you know, one thought that I had was that, did you see that Democratic primary in New York where 35, I think it was 135,000. It was off by 135,000 votes because they had preloaded their ballot box, you know, with their electronic machines with the test questions or something like that. I'm not sure what they did.
They were practicing and making sure it was working?
Yeah, and so it was all messed up, and so that they had to, like, you know, change that. But it was just so obvious that obviously these things, when you're using these computers, can really have some errors. And nobody had any problem saying, well, yeah, you know, this is a Democratic primary. We need to go ahead and void the mayoral primary vote because there was... I don't know if it was fraud or not, but there was obviously not an accurate count.
There's just error, regardless of whether it was intentional or not, right?
And so I guess that's what people are looking at it with Arizona and with, you know, they're thinking about Pennsylvania and Georgia and different things. What would happen if they said, well, yeah, there really were a lot of errors. You know, maybe we just need to throw that vote out. So I guess that's what one of the thoughts are as far as, you know, why there's so much visibility in the Arizona recount. So again, that this is Steve Taylor, and we look forward to the weeks to come. It's going to be exciting as we go forward, and we look forward to your phone calls. And of course, again, that we are sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group, and we look forward to your contacting us again. That whether it be for a general legal issue, whether it be for bankruptcy, we do again a lot of Chapter 7s, a lot of Chapter 13s. We do them very, very affordably. We probably file more. We do file more Chapter 7s, have been for a while as far as than other folks in this area. And that, you know, one of the things that we've been, we had a radio TV spot this morning on the coast at WTKR, I guess it is, Channel 3, about, you know, why sometimes Chapter 13s can even be better than a Chapter 7 for, you know, folks. So if you want to know any of that kind of information, you know, give us a call. Or even better yet, go to debtfreeva.com and go into the chat box, and that we'll be happy to talk to you about that. You know, we got the 4th of July weekend right upon us now. I guess that's going to be on Sunday.
Sunday. And Monday's the holiday officially, I suppose.
I really hope you enjoy your 4th of July weekend. Really celebrate it. It's really something to celebrate. Mm-hmm. America's independence. It's a day that we should all just recognize as being a very important holiday. And so how are you going to spend that?
With family.
With family. That's
with
good.
With family.
Cookout.
Hopefully.
Have cookout.
Do that and have family around. And church, obviously, it's on Sunday. So we have church on Sunday. And
well, it's not like a great.
Been invited to a couple of different things. So we'll have to see which one works for everybody.
Well, that's good.
And then Monday being off as well.
Well, I really appreciate the fact that in America that we still celebrate our independence. And again, that's why we believe this Faith and Freedom Network would be something that that we should continue to try to expand on. We were founded a Christian country. Most people don't know that anymore, that they don't believe that, that there's a deconstructionism that's trying to happen to our heritage. That's why you see all this whether it be just try to revisionist sort of history that's going on around us. So again, that the we have a wonderful nation that was founded by Christians for the propagation of the Christian faith. Now, those folks weren't perfect. They didn't do it perfectly, but that. The truth is that when you look at all the countries on the face of this earth, we have blessings beyond most countries ever. That's why that our shores are teeming with those huddled masses yearning to be free. They want to come into this country. It's not because it's a bad country or a country that should be despised. And the closer that we come back to our Christian, Judeo-Christian foundations, the more prosperous, the more free, and the more liberty that we'll have to enjoy. So with all that being said, God bless you. It's, again, very good to be here today. God bless you, Colleen, and let's pray, and then we'll close. Father, we love you. We thank you for a great country and an opportunity to reestablish the foundations that have fallen. We look forward to this weekend. We celebrate you and the independence you've given us through Jesus. And Father, we pray for that person that may not know you that's listening today, that they would know that you love them and that you died for them, and that by receiving you that they can have a freedom that they've never had before. So Father, we love you and thank you in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.